This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
For the clinical perspective, I should say that nurses here in America have more autonomy and they are really, really respected. Actually, people will say that if you're a nurse, you're earning high or you have a job security. So, well, it's actually true, but also it depends on the state, on the hospital or your employer. So it depends. But I could say that nurses are really respected here. And one thing with what Bernard is doing right now, the nurse practitioner, in the Philippines, we don't have nurse practitioners, I think, yet. So it's really a big help because during Code Blue or during CERT, what we call the clinical emergency response team, the nurse practitioners will be the first one, aside from the doctor, going there, giving all the orders, giving all the instructions what to do to save the patient's life. So I think that is really very rewarding, and that's the very big difference in the Philippines, clinically speaking. And aside from that, when patients are comparing Philippines and America, when discharging patients, in the Philippines, we do it manually. We even compute or what they call this, the PhilHealth and the bills of the patient. We really need to check it, unlike compared to the Philippines, huh? But here in America, we don't do it. We just give the patient's instruction, just tell the case manager, and actually, sometimes we also have a discharge nurse here. So they will be the one focusing on the discharge of the patient. So, but here in America, it's really fast. If the patient is for discharge, then he or she can be discharged easily without you being problematic about the papers. So just give the patient's instructions about the medicines, when is the follow-up checkup, and just remove all the contraptions such as the IV, and then the patient can go. And that's it. Unlike in the Philippines, it's very manually or handwritten. So that's the difference clinically. So what can I advise to nurses coming here in the United States? Of course, you have to prepare not only physically, but really mentally, spiritually, and you have to attend a lot of seminars or trainings that will really be helpful in your nursing career here, because you have to be really competitive. You'll be dealing with a lot of nationalities, like not only American people. Of course, you're bringing the flag of the Philippines. I mean, as a Filipina nurse, they are really well respected. They know that you are very smart and very, not only skillful, but also very smart. Even the patients, they're really happy if the nurse is a Filipino or a Filipina. So you have to keep up with that, because if you come here unprepared, you will really have a hard time adjusting. So
that's
my advice.
Nursing in America developed my skills, really. And then I can say that skills, you know, it's not a one-day lesson, that you have to build it every day, you know, years and years. So the big difference between nurses in the Philippines and also here is that the autonomy and then the independent of judgment. What I'm trying to say is that when you see your patient, let's say, for example, you work in an emergency room and a patient comes in and then shortness of breath. So you're the triage nurse. Before you present that to the doctor, what's going on, you know already what's the history of the patient. You know already when was the last time this patient experienced shortness of breath or chest pain. You should build your assessment skills, okay? You know your vital signs, you know your blood pressure, you know the EKG reading, and blah, 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 okay? Because these are skills that needs to develop over time, okay? One thing that I can advise for those nurses wanting to come here in America, if you had the opportunity to go to other countries while waiting for your green card, let's say you work in Middle East, you have the opportunity in Middle East, you have opportunity in Canada or your opportunity in UK, grab that opportunity, because these countries, you know, are patterned the nursing practice is almost the same. And also the equipment, the diagnostic tests, they're almost the same. The only thing difference is that how the healthcare practice being carried on. So the lack of judgment for nursing in the Philippines, because I remember when I was practicing nursing in the Philippines, I just followed doctor's order, okay? So when patient comes in, I need, for example, I need an order to insert an IV. In America, once the patient is in your unit, the doctor is expecting you have an IV inserted already, okay? And then the doctors already expected that you have, you know, the history of the patient. Know your patient. That's all I want to say. So that's the big thing, because it develops confidence. And then know your labs, know your patient, so that if you talk to the doctor will just, you know, add on and then ask patient also. And another thing is that Filipino nurses is, there's a lack of communication between care team, like doctors, physical therapies, respiratory therapies, because here they know you, you are the direct patient care, okay? These people, or the doctors, RTs, physical therapies, they rely on you, okay? When the doctor made the rounds, they would say, how's my patient? What do you need from me? That's what the doctor would say. So you already know, you assess your patient. Oh, doctor, my patient is that needs a physical therapy. There's a problem with the swallowing. I need an order for speech eval. And then probably because the hemoglobin drops, I need the CBC order. Maybe we can trend the check of blood works, things like that. So you're really on the top of the game, you know. So that makes you a very extraordinary nurse. But also, that's what nurses expected to do their job here in the U.S. It sounds very scary. It sounds very stressful. But when you go there every day, you will get it, you know, the drill and then the skills. That's why, you know, like get experience as much as you can. The one thing that I learned that the doctor told me that I can't forget is that when I presented a case to the doctor and then I presented a number that is abnormal. And then what did he say to me? How's your patient? Okay, you have abnormal values, but how's your patient? Is your patient really critically ill or what? And then tell me what's going on to your patient.
Yes, of course. Here in America, especially in my hospital, they shoulder the seminars and trainings, especially the BLS and the ACLS. They will shoulder everything and they will pay you per hour.
That's true.
How much your salary per hour they will pay you. Aside from them paying the fee, the seminar or training fee, they will pay you per hour because it also will help the hospital, not only you, but also the hospital.
Yeah, continuing education is really big thing in the nurses or in a hospital, you know. They're very good at it, training nurses, because I think that's a legal issue also here in America. Once the hospital didn't train their staff or giving continuing education, and then you can say, oh, I didn't know this, you know, this kind of training. So you can brought that to the hospital and the hospital might be in trouble. So that would be the least of your concern, as what Rian said, it's free. At the same time, you're getting paid, which is the best part. Actually, I have a class to attend after this talk to the hospital. So I'm just going to sit there and then listen to this education and getting paid. So how's that?
In addition, also community college. Yes, we have community colleges and actually universities here, especially in Texas. All the medical, big universities, medical schools are here. So it's really good. And actually my hospital shoulders like or have a budget of $4,000 per year, $4,000 per year for your tuition fee.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
In my hospital, they train nurses, new nurses, for 2 to 3 months. So they will allow you to be trained with a preceptor for 2 to 3 months. And if you're not comfortable yet, they can extend your orientation or your preceptee time. But for us nurses, because Filipino nurses are really very flexible and they're really fast learners. So in a month or two, you will be And if you are already experienced, it will really help. But it doesn't necessarily need, like, you should be the highest or really skillful. Still, of course, your attitude. Number one for me is attitude. Next is your skills and your knowledge about the nursing stuff. But your attitude, your being positive will help. A positive attitude and an open mind will really help you to adjust. So it depends on you. It depends on the person still.
Actually, with regards to that, it varies, right? It varies what is your specialty area you're practicing. If you are medical, surgical, telemetry, ICU, surgery. So skills-wise, if you've been experienced nurse, you know, like it's there already. You know, the confidence will just kick in a matter of like 2 months, 3 months. The only thing that you can, the needs adjustment is the how the hospital policies, you know, because if you don't know the policies, that is not your mistake, okay? So it takes time, you know, like to know the policies, where you can get the policies and all this stuff. So probably I would say like 6 months to 1 year for that certain hospital. But when you move to another hospital, there's going to be another, you know, policy, there's another culture again. So it's another adjustment. So because I work in a different states, different hospital, I did traveling also. So the scariest part is, you know, like the communication, I would say. You know, it's so hard to adjust, especially different languages, accents, things like that. Yeah, it will take time.
Oh, one thing for sure is I love Texas. Even though I don't have any relatives here in Texas, all my relatives are in LA, in California. I love Texas because, of course, the weather is similar to the Philippines. So it's not that very cold. And it sometimes gets hot and it's rainy. So it's okay with me. It's variable, very variable here in Texas, the weather here. But I love the temperature. I don't get to wear a lot of jackets. And then what else? Aside from the cost of living here is really cheaper compared to other states. We only have also like 30% in our taxes. So you can buy also a house in just like 300,000 house, which is already a mansion, like 3 to 4 bedrooms with 2 baths already. So it's cheaper, the housing here, the cost of living, and even the gas. I think the gas, we reach like just $1.20 like that, but it's playing 1.50 like that, 1.60 cents. It's really cheap, the gas here. So also I love the freeways. And NASA is here. So if you want to visit and be feel the outer space experience, NASA is here. Galveston, one of the historical places. Because Texas is also a very large state. It's the second largest state in the United States and the second most populous state in the U.S., secondary to California, because I think California is the number one. So, and Texas, it's not Houston that's the capital of Texas. It's Austin, actually. So just a fun fact. So that's about Texas.
When I was in Texas, what I like is the weather. You know, the weather is like Philippines, humid, but not as humid compared in the Philippines. I like the food in Texas. I miss the ribs. Yeah, I miss the steak. Everything is big in Texas. You know, the houses, the food, the freeways, the roads. You know, that's what they said. Everything is big in Texas. It is very true. So what I don't like in Texas for the pay of nurses, you know, I would say, I mean, you know, it's only okay, you know, just to pay for your living. You can still save because the houses, the apartments are cheaper. And it depends on the person. But compared to when you go to the west side, let's say, for example, California, I think California has the highest paying nursing jobs. In Nevada, to be specific, I live in Las Vegas. What I like in Las Vegas, it's fun. Now, you know, it's a beautiful city. It's more spectacular lights, a lot of shows. There's a lot of Filipinos also, for FYI. There's a lot of, there's a Jollibee, there's a Max, you know, like all those stuff, Filipino stuff that you missed in the Philippines. There's a lot of that in the West Side, Las Vegas and Nevada. The pay for nurses, I would say on the average, Las Vegas, I wouldn't say it's cheap. It could be, I would say, affordable. You can get a house worth 400, or right now it's 400. When we get a house there before, it's like 250,000. This is all what do you call this, loan. It's not a one-time cash. We don't have a $250,000 to pay for the house. So yeah, that's for the Vegas. For the California, I would say Northern California pays higher compared to Southern California. Because when I try to Google and look at it, let's say, for example, for average pay nurses for LA is somewhere around $35 to $40 per hour. You can earn that also in Las Vegas and also in Texas without state tax. Not in California, there is a state tax. But in northern side of California, like San Francisco, Bay Area, the starting nurse is like $65 per hour to $75 or $80. But again, it's the cost of living. You know, the houses here is so expensive that I don't understand. You know, houses on the average for some people wanted to come here because they think, oh my God, you know, like traveling jobs in California is pays high. You can hear right now like $140 per hour for the crisis nurses. But it's hard to leave to get a house for $1 million. And then you have to fix all those. There's a lot of things to fix, not brand new. It's an old house, starting from $1 million, $2 million loan. And then it doesn't necessarily mean you're a nurse, you can afford that. No, you need 2 to 3 jobs for you to afford that kind of loan. Okay, so that's why nurses here are so hardworking. Like my friends, my colleagues, my coworkers, they have 2 to 3 jobs. They don't sleep. They want money. I don't know why. You know, like it depends on what you want. You know,
what's your priority? Yeah.
Because we have traveling nurses from East Coast. They just come here and then work, and then they go back to the state where they're coming from, and then save that money. So because of the cost of living is very expensive.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.